And we're live.
Welcome back to a special bonus episode of the First Time Watchers podcast.
Because we like to watch.
My name is Tim Costa.
I'm Romano De Silva.
Walter Vici.
In this very special bonus episode, we're going to be further analyzing or discussing Kill List, especially the ending. It was brought up in a couple of recent episodes and is rather divisive on the show. And we figured we'd want to discuss with spoilers. So if you have not seen Kill List, please, don't listen further. And if the synopsis on IMDb sounds interesting at all, go watch it, then come back and listen to this.
Exactly, because I'll be posting a Twitter poll question based on this once this episode goes up on the site.
So, Wally, your reaction to the ending of Kill List
has not softened. I still absolutely fucking hate this movie.
Why?
Because this movie goes off the rails in the most retarded way possible.
Why is it so silly?
There's no setup for any of this nonsense at the end. Right? They're like, oh, we're gonna go, kill these guys. I'm like, okay, hitmen. Okay. Mysterious shadowy figure that's like, calling the shots, tells them that they're cogs in the mill. I can still buy that. Little bit of a mystery with people saying thank you before they get killed. I can dig it. The crazy people in straw hats running around, fucking dogs and cats living together, fucking total chaos for no reason.
Yeah, you're right. I completely did not see any of that coming. I'm like, where does this weird cults coming from, and they're doing sacrifices. This is like something straight out of Eyes Wide Shut, It was really, really strange, and why are they naked? Why are some people naked? Why are other people not naked? It really didn't make any sense to me, and then it turns into this tunnel chase scene, like out of a weird horror movie, they possessed, or are they human? I didn't get it. I didn't really get what the point of it was at the end, how it fit into the whole movie. Hermano, did you have a different reaction?
I watched this a long time ago, so I'm going to try my best to recount what I remember. I remember not liking the beginning. I felt like it took way too long to set up the movie. The second act where they start committing the hits, I remember thinking, all right, there's obviously something off here, because like you guys said, everyone's like kind of glad to be getting killed. It's kind of weird. So I'm like, all right, they're setting up something weird. I don't know where it's going. I could not have predicted where this movie was going. Like you guys said, it goes completely off the rails at the end. I think the theme is just total chaos. Like, it's just when shit just hits the fan. I don't know, like, what he was going for. Obviously, only he knows that. But I enjoyed the final act of this movie as a standalone. Like, I felt like that's just some of the crazy shit that you normally don't see. You get your standard shit normally in horror movies where, like, oh, there's a bad guy chasing a girl with a knife or something. Like, I like seeing things like this on occasion. Like, I think I was in the right mood for that type of movie. I just wish the whole movie was like that, rather than this really boring setup, a kind of weird middle of the movie, and then a really crazy end to the movie.
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole thing is, like, it gets dropped in your... It comes out of left field and gets dropped in your life. Like, yeah. They're waiting outside this guy's house to go in and kill him.
Yeah.
You know, he's the last one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, while they're waiting, that's when you hear the drones and like, where are these drums coming from? They like they see the parade, then they're watching. And the only clever scene I really thought was really well done was when the person that's being led out by this parade gets in the noose and then hangs herself.
Yeah.
Because all the sound drops.
Right.
There's absolutely no sound. Like, that's pretty cool. You know what I mean?
But, see, I didn't get it too because they're all so careful. The three hits prior... They're also the two of them, the hitmen, are so careful and methodical with how they execute the hits. Well, I guess the one guy, he does kind of go off the rails a little bit, you know. But they're still in manners where nobody's going to see them. You know, they're all isolated. But then he decides to start shooting with this mass of people, and they start. Why does he make this decision? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's the other part of the problem. Like I can see what he's trying to save, like the girl. You know what I mean? Like, where she's, like, hanging. But he doesn't target the girl. He targets the priest. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I thought he was going to try to, like... Because he had a high-powered rifle with a scope.
Well, no,
like,
I think...
Take the rope out.
No, I think he was the target, though.
Well, was he?
Yeah, I think he was the target.
You never get to really see a picture of any of these people.
I got the feeling that he was the target.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you that. So maybe he is the target, I guess. Because, you know, I couldn't take any of that away from that. Because, like... You were shown, like, the words, like, what was the first one? The priest.
Yeah.
You see the priest.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that must be him.
The librarian.
Then the librarian, you see him.
Yeah.
But then the last guy, they only talk about him, like, as he's, it just says, the hunchback, who's not even, That's not even the guy. Yeah. They're talking about a military policeman that they have to kill in a castle.
Well, I think the Hunchback title refers to the actual ending of this film. Yeah. And now you guys had said it reminds you of a certain film.
Oh, right, of a Serbian film, like, yes. You wouldn't believe.
Yeah, yeah, that's the
mine is the fucking.
Yeah, it's the fucking. Yeah, yeah. So, but that to me, it was completely obvious. When I saw there was a Hunchback in a mask.
With a mask and they couldn't talk, and I was like, they're fighting all like hobbled.
I know who this is. I'm like,
yeah. Why would you not take your mask off? You're not bound. He could just. If you're gonna fight, you need your full field of vision. Especially if you're gonna fight with somebody with a knife. You want to be able to see.
That didn't bother me. That was something minor. But no, who was revealed to be under that, you know, was his kid and his wife.
Yeah.
You know, that was so telegraphed. I found it very obvious that that's who.
Yeah,
it would be.
I know where this is going. He's gonna kill his wife.
I saw it coming as well, but I was still kind of like, I don't know, this movie's gone so crazy that I could imagine it's actually a guy with a fucking hunchback. Like, it wouldn't have surprised me if it was, but when it's revealed to be them, I was like, wow, this is very much like Serbian film, except kind of
stabbing.
Weird, in a way weirder. Like, it was just weird. Like, I don't know, like, I just wish, like I said, the entire movie was on that level, because I felt like this movie just, it was like three, it was watching like three different movies.
Well, it also gave me a title called Kill List. I'm like, okay, so.
There is a kill list.
Well, there is a kill list. When you see that, you see the woman, what's his face, Smiley, I can't think of the guy, Michael Smiley? The woman who plays his girlfriend?
Mianna Burring?
Yeah. She's in the bathroom, and she carves that weird symbol.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. I think it might be Emma Fryer.
Yeah, she carves that weird symbol in the mirror. So I'm like, oh, he's got his kill list. Like, he doesn't know he's putting a hit on his own wife. Like, he knows he's gonna have to take out the three people. He doesn't know who yet.
Yeah.
Like, what if he gets like the last envelope and he opens up and it's his wife? Like, oh fuck, now he's gonna kill her. You know what I mean? That would be a much better ending for this movie than what I got. Because then it could have been, because you also find out she was in the military too. It'd been awesome to see like a cool cat and mouse. Because then, like, you find out that she's done some ill shit that she needs to pay for, and like it goes back and back and forth. I think that'd be cool, but nope. We're just gonna give you something that doesn't make any absolute fucking sense.
It's just so. I'm still really struck by how negatively you reacted to this.
My God, this movie is terrible.
I don't think it's terrible. I just find it just odd. It's very, very strange. And I mean, I can't recommend it to everybody because it's not a very accessible movie. It's once again structured in a strange way because it's a slow start. It's a slow build. I mean, also the accents are very, very heavy. You know, very heavy Cockney or Irish.
I had to watch the whole movie with subtitles on, so I couldn't make heads or tails what they were saying most of the time.
I do remember having a hard time at times, kind of deciphering what they were saying.
Yeah. So and it really doesn't pick up until about halfway through, and I mean, I really didn't even gather that he was really a hitman, a semi-retired hitman or something like that.
Well, he was like a Blackwater guy. Okay. You know what I mean, like him and his buddy there, they were like former, special security, Blackwater types over in Kiev and Kosovo and all that stuff.
I mean, did you not even appreciate just like any kind of like tension or suspense in the end where like they're trying to hide from this mob of people and stuff?
Yeah, I got a kick out of it. If the movie was like them against like this group, you know what I mean? Like they, like the first priest, they kill him and they run afoul of this group and they're basically running for their lives.
He's rewriting this movie.
I know, like, but the thing is I feel like you're rewriting a movie that's very standard in Hollywood. Like it's very standard to be like,
that would have been better.
Yeah, but that's why I appreciate this movie on that level, because like it was so different than what I was expecting.
I have never seen it. I don't think I've seen a movie like this. I may have seen a movie like this.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I saw a movie this off the
rails. Now, what makes you like something like John Dies at the End, where there's a lot of... I haven't seen it, but there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in that movie.
I'm going into it knowing that it's going to be a weird... Like, when I saw the trailer
again,
for John...
It's expectations. See, it's interesting that you really get turned off when your expectations are subverted. That's one of the theme I've seen with you.
I like my expectations being subverted if it can do it positively. One case, an example, Slumdog Millionaire. I did not want to go see Slumdog Millionaire. I was thoroughly happy I did the minute I walked out of that theater. Because you and I were supposed to go see something else, Tim.
Okay.
And we somehow didn't get a chance. We missed the showing. We got there late, so we went out for lunch. And we ended up going to see Slumdog instead. And I loved that movie. I was like, this I wasn't planning on seeing this, but I'm glad I did. If it's a case like John Dies at the End, I saw a trailer for it, and it starts off with, you know, I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing with this hatchet. And then the other guy responds with, I suppose you're wondering what I'm doing with this gas can. And he just points at the gas can. And I'm like, all right, this is strange. And you see, like, all these monsters. I'm like, okay, well, this looks like a throwback to, like, an 80s movie. Mm-hmm. So when I saw, you know, who was in it, I was like, I want to see this. This looks like something that would be kind of fun to see. I enjoyed the shit out of it. I don't walk into Sharknado expecting to see fucking King Lear.
You know? So, you still haven't seen Sharknado.
I have it on DVR. I'm waiting to see it this weekend.
Oh, I can't wait.
So you had not seen a trailer for Kill List. You went into it
blind. I went into it blind. I heard a couple of reviews of people who have similar movie tastes that I do.
And also a number of people on Twitter had asked. Yeah.
And people were asking, like, well, when's Wally? I want to hear what Wally has to say about this. When are Wally's? And I was like, kind of pushed by the mob. And I said, you know what? Yeah, I have, you know, I'll put this movie to the top of the list. I want to finally see it. Because you had seen it, and you had said, like, it was, like, batshit crazy at the end. I'm like, yeah, I like a batshit crazy ending. Yeah, why not? Not like this.
So not even being told, like, even being set up that this movie gets really crazy by the end, that wasn't enough to just prepare you?
No, because...
For what happened?
No, because, like, if it was, like to me, like what's a good example of, like, a batshit crazy ending?
You had a Serbian film in the fucking your top 10 list.
Because it's a really well put together movie, despite the you take the content out of it, the movie's actually structured and put together really well.
I don't think that it stands out from any other film.
No one else had the balls to make that movie.
Well, it's the content you're talking about there.
Yeah, but still, the movie itself, you take the content out, it's still a good movie. Like the way it's put together. That's but I digress.
Possible argument.
So, like, all right, a good example of a movie that goes off the rails at the end: Crank 2 High Voltage. It's a chase and chase and chase.
I would argue that movie goes off the rails from the minute one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But it gets even crazier when, like, the hooker army shows up, and Puerto Ricans show up, and they're shooting out, and then Jason Statham gets blown off freaking power transfer into a pool.
See, you already have the first movie, which is balls out insane, and then you have the previous, you know, 45, 50 minutes of that movie, which is even crazier. So your expectations are already at a certain level. So, and you're already in on that. So it's not a good parallel.
To me, it's a great parallel because, like, that movie at least stays consistent. This movie starts off as a hitman movie and becomes utter fucking nonsense at the end.
I think I remember saying that I felt like it was treading ground in, like, three different genres. It was a thrill, like a thriller, I guess, in the beginning, or drama thriller. Like, there was, like, family, familial stuff going on in the beginning. Then it turns into kind of, like, a mystery. Then it turns into, like, a fucking crazy horror movie.
Oh, also, those beatings that he puts on these people are brutal.
Yeah, that was, I put that hammer beating up there on par with Irreversible.
Oh, yeah, on the knee.
Oh, the guy in the kitchen? I completely forgot about that scene. Oh. That scene is crazy.
Yeah, I was like, whoa!
Head crushing is the new decapitation.
Well, okay, let's go back to these times when the people say thank you. What do you think that is all about?
I wish I knew. See, at the time, I'm thinking that being released from some sort of dark secret, like, whoever's on this kill list, you know, or supplying them is, like, they're like, I don't have to carry this weight anymore. Thank you. Like, now I can finally sleep at night.
No, I see them as part of the cult.
Because, well, that's what ends up being.
Yeah. Like, by the end of the movie, like, I'm like, they're part of this cult, just like the girl hangs herself.
Son of a bitch, you blew my mind.
I feel like, I don't know why they got these guys specifically to do that. Unless their whole plan, this cult's whole plan at the end was to have someone...
They're indoctrinating this king.
Yeah, because this of guy Kiev. Into their cult. Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm not sure how the whole thing comes together. Because it's a hard movie to try to encompass in a review. It's gone all over the place.
You have this cult of, apparently, weirdos who need a king, and the one king they get, like, the guy who just went on a freaking tear and massacred, apparently, a bunch of people in Kiev.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his wife knows about it because, you know, she's, like, at the end laughing at him, like, ha ha ha, now you're, and they put the little crown on his head with the sticks. I'm like, this, I,
well, no, I don't get how she's in on it if she is trying to fight off these people in the house, you know?
It's all an act.
But he's not even there at that point.
He's not, but they have to make it look good. He comes back.
I don't know about that.
Comes back and...
So, Ben Wheatley, he also did direct that movie, A Field in England, which we talked about in our main episode last time. And, you know, that's on somebody's number one list of the year so far.
Yes.
I mean, I remember a lot of people reacting very positively to that. And he also did a movie called Sightseers, which I think loyal listener Neil Ramji has asked us to watch, but it's not available on DVD and Netflix yet. So maybe down the line we'll review
And
it
did
that.
One of my more favorite segments from the ABCs of Death, You Far on Earth.
Yeah.
So, okay, give me more of that. Don't give me this...
Well, you did get a little bit of it.
I got a little bit at the end. What I thought was that, like, if you could split this movie in half and make it two, and then just begin the cult movie with a different beginning and end the Hitman movie with a different ending.
You just want to edit it and put it on YouTube, don't you?
I would cut out the first, like, 30 minutes of this movie and have it start from them just being Hitman already and go from there. Like, I the whole setup is so freaking long and boring. Like, I just couldn't get behind it.
So, I mean, ultimately, it's like a meh for me where I can't fully recommend it to everybody. It would be a very niche amount of people that I would even bother to.
I can't even think of two people that I could recommend this movie to.
And Wally...
I won't recommend it to anyone. unless you want to hate yourself for, you know, almost 2 hours.
Okay, that does it for this bonus episode of the First Time Watchers podcast. You can find us on Facebook. Just search First Time Watchers. We post movie news and updates that we think you'd be interested in. Remember to email us at firsttimewatchers@gmail.com.
You can yell at me all you want at Twitter at 1sttimewatchers@twitter.com.
Or follow us on our Tumblr page, firsttimewatchers.tumblr.com.
Download our episodes on iTunes. Leave a review. Feedback. We love, love, love feedback. If you have any suggestions of movies for us to watch, like people suggested us to watch this, send a tweet, an email, or post on our Facebook page.
In fact, we're always taking suggestions, so just because we're not specifically asking for them, feel free to send them our way anyway. We're always taking suggestions.
That's why we call ourselves the First Time Watchers Podcast, because we want suggestions of movies we have not seen.
Exactly. Stuff we want to see for the first time, together, as a family.
Stay tuned for our next episode. It will be very interesting.
Of course it is. That's First Time Watchers Podcast, because we like to watch. We'll be right back.